Hi, you guys. Allison, you're an angel. It's so glary up here. Is there anything we can do about it? Maybe nothing? Because you're dim and romantic looking, and I'm glary. I want to be dim and romantic looking, too. That's a good idea.
Better?
Yes. I don't have any emotional courage. Let's get that really straight. I'm so nervous about this second book. You see, I can't even keep my paper straight. And my high school boyfriend is here. And I haven't seen him in over 20 years. And his name is Tom Drexel. He's here. I loved him. I still do. And, you know, that the girl that I was is, you know, she's here too. You can see how confusing it is. I'm very confused. But I'm very, very happy to be here. I love Tucson. Tucson has healed me. I came here from New York. My apartment is smaller than Karen Falkenstrom's swimming pool. It's also smaller than Allison's swimming pool. It's probably smaller than most of your garages. And everyone's been so good to me. Allison, Karen, Steve, Jane, Barbara. I want to read a poem by George Herbert. We just read. I was like, I said, Allison, when was he? Read this date, because I didn't have my glasses on. 1597? Three, he was born. I love this poem. This is a poem that comforts me when I think about my own sense of unworthiness. Maybe some of you know what I mean. It's called Love. Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin. But quick-eyed love, observing me grow slack from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. I, the unkind, ungrateful, ah, my dear, I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand and smiling did reply, who made the eyes but I? Truth, Lord, but I have marred them. Let my shame go where it doth deserve. And know you not, says love, who bore the blame, my dear, then I will serve. You must sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat. What a guy.